Good evening, everybody. I would like to declare this meeting open at 5:30. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today. I would also like to pay my respects to elders past and present and emerging. I would like to remind everyone in the room that they are allowed to vote. Attendance, we've got no apologies. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Do we need a mover? No. Can I get a mover that we read the item? Paul Carrots, seconder Andrew Riley. That the minutes of the annual electors meeting held on Wednesday, 12 February 2025 be confirmed as a true record of proceeding. Anyone wants to speak to that item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? All against? Moved 7-0. Annual report for the period 1 July 24 to 30 June 25. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Brandel, seconder Councillor Carrots. That the annual report, inclusive of the Shire President's report, annual financial report and auditor's report of the Shire of Boddington for the year ending 30 June 2025 be received. Anyone would like to speak to a specific item on the annual report? If you can ask questions about the annual report if you want to. Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 7-0. General business. I would like to call for electors concerning matters under the jurisdiction of Shire of Boddington to come forward.
Is it on? I'd just like to ask the council to really consider the gravel pit. It's stated coming off Albany Highway, but it runs along behind the river, running parallel to Crossman Road. We're saying there's no one within 600 metres. To over a kilometre away. It depends where you take it, the measurements from, but I'd say there's houses a lot closer than that. Also, the track in, well, it's within 200 metres of my house. We get a reasonable amount of dust off the trucks already going in there. Once we get road trains going in 6 days a week, in and out, it means the roof is going to get covered in more dust, so there's rainwater, and for most of the people along the stretch of Crossman Road, they rely on the rainwater because they haven't got connections to the mains. I don't know if you councillors have seen it, but there's a number of photos around of the dust coming off that road as it is, let alone once it all starts happening if this pit goes ahead. So I'd just like to ask how much has been looked at as to dust coming off the road, the noise to the properties along there, and if they're claiming they're going to put water on the road, where's it going to come from? Is it going to drop the bore levels for the properties along there that rely on the bore and then rainwater for drinking? And or is it going to drop the level of the river? Because there's a section from probably 3/4 of a kilometre from the bridge in. There's a pool of water there that goes for about 3 kilometres. That's there all through summer. If that disappears because they're pumping water onto the roads, are we going to keep the water up on the bores in that area for the people, for the stock and everything else? Anyway, I'd just like to make sure the council's looking at the questions and had a look out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lewis. We'll definitely consider this when the item comes in front of us. Anyone else? Okay, I would like to close the meeting at 5:35. Thank you, everybody, for showing up tonight.